تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
ریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. O Abu Abdullah, peace be upon you. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the teacher you are listening to on Call of Islam page, IRIB English Radio. And I'm Atta, the host of this program. I would like to express my condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. With me in the studio are two panelists, two guest speakers from the Islamic Hawza of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
For today's discussion, we want to play a Persian audio file by Shahid Murtaza Motahhari regarding the significance of the topic of ziyara and paying visits to the tombs of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the other infallibles, and then we will answer some of the questions with the presence of two experts, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Let's listen to this part and then we'll continue our discussion.
Why is it recommended to pay homage to the shrines of the great men of religion? Is it a good thing to do? Has it been recommended? Of course.
This was Shahid Murtaza Motahhari regarding the topic of ziyara and the true method or the true way of doing ziyara or paying visit to the tombs of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and also the other infallible imams. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, let's start with you. I think Shahid Murtaza Motahhari is also referring, beside a religious matter, is referring to this sociocultural and maybe a misunderstanding among some of the Muslims or the Shias around the world regarding paying visit to the tombs of the infallibles, especially Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, because he is considered to be Safinatun Najah, okay, the ark of salvation. So people's reference to him will be more than the other imams, okay? So elaborate on this case for us a little bit.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it's not generally in public, but some of the people, obviously, they think that when you go to the ziyarah or the pilgrimage of an imam, it will wave off all your sins. And the same concept, obviously, we have about the Hajj as well. Mm-hmm. It is said, like, whoever goes to the Hajj, and it is in the riwayats as well, the narrations, that whoever go to the Hajj, and when he comes back, he's just like a newborn baby. His all sins are wiped off. But obviously, there are the conditions for this type of acceptance or this type of like waving off the sins. And we should consider all those conditions as well. We have many narrations and sayings regarding which have the same concept. For example, in Ziyarat Jami Kabira, which has been narrated by the 10th Imam, we have a sentence in which Imam says, وَمَا خَصَّنَا بِهِ مِنْ وِلَايَتِكُمْ. Whenever we accept your wilaya, you as a guardian or the leader or imam, there is something special for us. طِيبًا لِخَلْقِنَا. It purifies our creation. وَطَحَارَةً لِأَنفُسِنَا. It purifies or cleans our nafs, souls. وَتَزْكِيَةً لَنَا. It is the mean in order to purify ourselves. And the last thing is, which you are referring to, the question is, وَكَفَّارَةً لِذُنُوبِنَا. And it is kafara. It's a payback for our dhunub, for our sins. Now, when does this happen? There are the conditions.
Okay.
Obviously, when we say we are going to the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, there should be a reason in order to go there. It's not just like the, look, for example, the Shaheed also, he mentioned in the in his lecture, like it has come this concept that when you go, you do all the sins, whatever you want to do, huh? And just go to the ziyarat and come back, you're clean.
As an antidote.
Antidote.
Okay.
It has come from the Christianity.
Oh, okay.
The confession that is in the Christianity, yes. Obviously. And even if you search in the history, it started in 11th century. Within the Christianity, this confession was started in 11th century. Mm-hmm. And it has a history that the Christians of that time, obviously, you know, the Renaissance time came, and then obviously the scholars or the popes or the churches, they did not have money. So they started this thing. Like they used to bring people and they used to tell them, like, you have sins and this and that. You can buy forgiveness by doing confession, and you need to pay some money, and then okay. We pray to the God. So this confession was started over there. It has a history background.
Yes, okay.
Obviously, in the Islam, we have people who were converted from different religions. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we have people who were planning against Islam. Mm-hmm. And they brought all these things, okay. These things, obviously, these type of ideologies.
That's right.
As, for example, we had like people who were the worshipper of the idols, and then when they became Muslim, they had those habits which they had in their own tradition or the civilization in which they used to live.
But we have those exaggerators,
yes,
inside.
We do have.
Okay.
We do have them as well. Okay. And obviously the ghulat are, we don't call them as a Muslim, obviously. Mm-hmm. They are the mushrik.
Okay.
Who says, for example, who gave a higher rank to Imam Hussein or the Aima, okay. And take them equal to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
So these people, obviously, they are there. But obviously, Shaheed is referring to those people, general concept, like he wants to make it clear, and which is right, that don't think that you do whatever you want and then go to the ziyarat of Imam Hussein, touch the ziyarat, yes, of Imam Hussein, and you're clean.
Yes.
For example, we have the same, some of the people have the same concept about the majalis as well.
Yes.
Like you do sins during the year, and in the Muharram, when you go to the majlis of Imam Hussein, okay. The lecture, when you cry there,
okay,
your all sins are wiped away.
A very superficial, at the same time, emotional
yes,
interpretation out of the movement of Imam al-Hussein, his mission. We can say his duties and responsibilities, that, okay, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is kind, even one teardrop will help you. Okay, these are all true, but according to what you say, it all needs its own conditions, and we can say the pure nature of the person is also very important. I mean, the fitrah of the person,
yeah,
yes, is very important. Dr. Reza Zadeh, a very controversial issue, okay, and most of the sects inside the religion of Islam criticize the Shia sect because of this understanding out of the paying ziyara, and also the concept of tawassul, we can say, yeah, to the qubur and the graves of the infallible Imams and Prophet Muhammad. And let's elaborate on that first. What is the problem?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course, very foundational, very important topic, and we really need to think deeply about it. You know, I think that Shaheed Mutahhari is a real and authentic religious reformer. If you want to count, you know, the most important religious reformers in the history, Shaheed Mutahhari is on the top of the list, or one of the very top persons in the true reformers, religious, okay, reformers. And he has a concern. He has a big concern, and his concern regarding this very topic and a lot of other topics that he talks in his lifetime is to give us a rational approach to understand the reality of the things that we have in Islam, the reality of the concepts and mainly misunderstanding and misconceptions that exist in Islam. He wants to correct them.
Yes, very good.
And he very passionately, when it comes, yes, to this topic, yes, of Imam Hussein, the movement of Imam Hussein, because of the greatness of the person, I mean Imam, uh-huh, Hussein, and also because of the greatness of the mission of Imam, yes, Hussein, and the importance of the message and the amount of the capacity of this movement, Shaheed Mutahhari talks very passionately about, yes, it, because he knows that this actually is a life changer for the whole Islamic community.
Okay.
And At the same time, it is one of the most widely misunderstood concepts in Islam.
So if it is understood in a wrong way, it will have its own negative effects.
So he in these series of lectures, he says that maybe I can summarize it this way. He wants to say that we have two approaches to the movement of Ashura and Karbala and the movement of Imam al-Hussein. Okay. The one that I call it, based on my understanding, I call it a passive approach, which is more common, which is most people think about Imam al-Hussein, that it's the means to forgiving your sins, you do whatever you want, just like he says, and then you go and visit the shrine of Imam al-Hussein, and then that's it, go and resume whatever you were doing.
You
and
try hard to touch and the masjid. Yeah,
exactly, okay. And then, and he says that this passive approach is not just a source of, not only it is not a source of inspiration, but actually it's rather a deviation in the message of Imam al-Hussein. Mm-hmm. It's actually a source of not doing anything.
Okay.
So this approach will lead to something like an opium. Actually, mm-hmm. it will cause people not to do anything. Mm-hmm. Why he's passionate? Because he says that the reality is the other approach to Ashura movement, and that is the active approach, not the passive approach. The active approach to the movement of Imam Hussein, which is a source of inspiration for fighting with bad, for action, for taking actions, for fighting with injustice, and for doing everything that we really need to do as our responsibility.
This is a misunderstanding that sometimes, as Sayyid also said, we replace our imams with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe that this imam and paying visit to his shrine can solve all our problems. We do not know that we have to believe in him as somehow intermediary between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Vasila.
Okay.
And also his role as a leader. This concept of leadership in Imam al-Hussein is very significant, he's a leader. The leader has its own meaning if we just reflect on that. It means a person that you need to follow, not a person whom you go and visit his shrine only and then go back home and do whatever you want.
Of course, this paying visit to the tombs and the shrines was not also invented by the Shia's Prophet Muhammad himself. Used to go to the graveyard, for example, paying visit to the tomb of Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada, and the other, we can say, his relatives and the members and the companions.
Yeah, the topic, to talk about the legitimacy of ziyara and going to giving or visiting the shrines of the holy people is really another topic, and we need to talk about it. I mean, why is it legitimate and what are the questions that exist? But here in this topic, Shahid Mutahhir is focused on, we should not take this important concept, let's take it for granted that ziyara is legitimate, is legal, and we can talk about it later. But for those people who go to ziyara, they need to have a proper understanding of why they go to ziyara. And he starts saying that when you go to ziyara, actually ziyara has been defined in order for you to remind you that you have a responsibility. Mm-hmm. In order to remind you of the person who has done his best in his lifetime, and he is a role model for you. Okay. That is the meaning of ziyara. It's not just going and also making a spiritual bond between you and that person in order for you to be inspired by that person.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Rezazadeh and Said Mohsen Naqvi, for your presence in the program. The teacher and dear listeners of iRib English Radio, thank you much too for listening to this episode. Please accept our condolences again on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in this month of Muharram. For more information, visit our website parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, you can check out our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.